Now notice what happens. Verse 17, and I'm reading again. The king of Assyria sent Tartan and Rabsaris and Rabshakeh from Lachish to King Hezekiah with a great host against Jerusalem. They went up and came to Jerusalem, and when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, that came out to them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder. Now Rabsaccheh said unto them, Speak ye now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Now he suggests two things. He says, Now behold, thou trustest upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, it'll go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, unto all those that trust on him. Now, he says, if you're depending on Egypt to help you, you're wrong. Now, he says something else. Verse 22, But if ye say unto me, We trust in the Lord our God, is not that he whose high places, whose altars Hezekiah hath taken away? You see, when Hezekiah took away the high places, this old king Sennacherib thought he was taking down the altars to the living and true God, but he wasn't. He was taking down pagan altars, and they only worshiped God in Jerusalem at the one altar, and they only approached him through a bloody sacrifice. Now, he says, looks like you've thrown over your God, and you're going to need him at this time. Now, he says, Now, therefore, I pray thee, give pledges to my lord, the king of Assyria, and I'll deliver thee 2,000 horses, and so on. And so Eliakim, verse 26, Then said Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah and Shebna, and Joah unto Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray thee, to thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it, and talk not with us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall. You see, all the people of Jerusalem were lined on the wall. They were hearing all this. Now, these men said, Speak to us in the Syrian language. We understand it. And old Rabshakeh said, Not on your life. He was putting this on TV. This was really brainwashing the people. He says, But Rabshakeh said unto them, this is verse 27, Hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the man which sit on the wall that they may eat their own dung? That's an awful thing that he says. Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and spake, saying, Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Now it looked bad, you see, there. Getting through to the people, brainwashing them, of course, using propaganda. Mind how the public has always been brainwashed. Been brainwashed today, too, by the way. And here we find Rabshakeh telling that what they ought to do is to surrender. Now, I'm not going to read all of that, because I would say a very pessimistic picture he's painting for these people. Now he says in verse 33, Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of mine hand? In other words, he makes it very clear that no God had ever delivered his people out of the king of Assyria's hand, and he didn't think the God of Israel would deliver these people.